That's who you are to me. 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 That's who you are to me.
Special online edition of
You're all together lovely,
all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
You're all together, you're
all together lovely. All together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
You're all together.
At the end of the broadcast, God bless you.
I worship you,
oh, we don't.
the fruit of my lips, God. I give thanks unto your name. Everybody say, I bring to you, yes.
Sacrifice of praise.
And with the fruit of my lips,
with the fruit of my lips, giving thanks unto your name. Hello,
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody sing,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
We declare,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
We sing,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
We shout, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
From the north to the south,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
From the east to the west,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know a God who's merciful and kind. He's faithful and everybody lift your voice. I'm the apple of his eye. Say.
I'm the apple of his eye.
The thorn that fills his heart. Every morning. Sing, I'm the apple of his eye.
I'm the apple of his eye.
The thorn that fills his heart.
I will worship you forever, Lord.
receive fresh energy running through us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Could you just agree with me as we just speak this out in all the tongues? Locally, internationally, watching us right now, just go ahead and just speak this out in all the tongues. Le gronda le gredon sabrada donsa. Go ahead and declare, I receive, I receive, I receive a refreshing. I receive le kibaro sumanda le gedonsa. Le kruja rakadonsa. Thank you, Father. I'm helped. Le nanu sumaro kodonsa kadonsa. Le gronzo faro donsa manda le gedonsa. O manda le gedonsa kaya le gedonsa le edonsa manda le. I receive, I receive, I receive, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. All right, it's the influence of the Spirit, the March edition. We're just going to be praying together again. I'd like you to open your Bibles to Ephesians 1, verse 17, and it says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Ephesians 1.
In the knowledge of him.
Verse 17 and it
says. We're going to be praying that we receive
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give
in the name of Jesus
the spirit.
We receive
revelation.
We receive revelation
as the word comes to us.
We receive your word.
We receive
light from your word. We receive impartation from your word. We receive the wisdom of God coming through us in the name of Jesus. Could you go ahead and just speak that out also in all the thoughts? That we receive revelation in the name of Jesus. We receive impartation in the name of Jesus. We receive light from God's word, piercing through every darkness. We receive clarity like never before. In the name of Jesus, we receive instructions from the word in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to open your heart and receive. Le ramosa ragadosa, le kosha rokadosa, aramosa. I receive the instruction for me. I receive the instruction and the word in the name of Jesus. Likoza raparose pekadeza, likoza manda legrideza pradodosha, rakiba rosa, lekedoduza, lekanda libra, makoza lekadosha, lekoza mekaroduza fela geza, lekabarabasa tayadosa, likosha manta legadosa, ekoso mekadosa. The wisdom and the revelation of God's word comes to us in the name of Jesus. Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we have asked and think. Go ahead. I'd like you to join me right now and pray. Our God is doing exceedingly. Our God does exceedingly, abundantly in the name of Jesus. So we declare together that there is healing in the name of Jesus. There are miracles in the name of Jesus. Fresh leading of the Holy Ghost. Limarosa mekadosa kendo legradosa. Eko shabada deresa. The needs are met. Men are established. established in the name of Jesus. There are healings. Omondolos, Kayarabos, heart healings, body healings, Lekamborobos, Kayarabos, Omos. Our God does exceedingly. Our God does abundantly. Ekosha, Rekados, Mentalegados, Lekabaros, Pekados, Ekos. Jesus is glorified. Hallelujah. Jesus is glorified. Lemarocos, testimonies after testimonies in the name of Jesus. Lekusa, Mantalegados, the revelation of the word. Lemarocos, Fragados, Econta Legados, hearts are opened to hear God's word in the name of Jesus. Lekusa, Paragados, perspective are changing. Limorus, Felakiba Kalosa, Rakiba Rosa Mantalabra Kosha, Ekosa Lekadisa, the influence of your spirit upon everyone watching. Lena Rosa Lekebosa Karagarosa, in the name of Jesus. Lekaba Rosa Paragadasa, Lekosa Metayaradosa, Ekosa Metayarosa, Lekosa Fika Dosa Malegra Dosa, Ambarosa Kayadabosa, oh Barosa. We believe this is going to happen. We believe it. Everyone what? So we give you praise, Jesus. Go ahead, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise for everyone what? Give him praise for the things that he sets to do in our midst, locally and internationally. Lekosa, Makarosa, Tayaradosa, Ekambarosa, Tayarabosa. We give you praise, Jesus. No one watching will live the same way in the name of Jesus. No one watching will be the same way after now. Lekabarokaleha, Liproso, Prakadosa. Thank you for your influence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Maramba Rakabata Lagadosa. We give you praise, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lemara Masaradosa, Kayadosa. Ekanda La Rosa, Kayadabosa. Could you just go ahead and flow with the Holy Ghost right now? Leyarabanka Yenda Lekadosa. Mandalera Bababata Yadosa. Oh, we receive that that you will do. We receive it. We receive it. Answers in the name of Jesus. Answers in the name of Jesus. Answers in every heart in the name of Jesus. Establishment in every heart in the name of Jesus. Lera barabosa da gadosa kaya da rosha. Oh, la kaya la kaya la bada de rosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We give you praise. You are worthy of my 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 praise. You are Shinabadosha. Lift up a voice in worship tonight. Come on. Come on, lift up your voice in worship tonight. He deserves it. He deserves it. Yetalamado Yarabayeda. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Our hearts cry out in worship tonight. Yeah! Ye kalabado shatalabade ya. Ye kalabado shatalabade ya. Ye kalabado shatalabade ya. Ah, let's do this.
And you, Lord, you are worthy. And no will worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me.
Hey.
And no one will worship you for me.
Ah.
Cause you, Lord, you
are worthy. Kalabadosha. Hey! And no one will worship you for me. Never will a rock cry out in my place for all the things you've done for me, Jesus. And no one will worship you for me. Yeah. Oh, it's my worship. All of my worship. This is my worship. All of my worship. Hey, here's my worship. All of my worship. This is my worship. All of my worship. Somebody help me say, declare tonight, all over this house, online, everywhere you are. Come on now.
Can worship you for me.
With your hearts and your heads lifted up to Him for all of the things
you've done for me.
And no one, no one, no one,
no one can worship you for me.
Somebody want to declare again, sing it again, say, You Lord and You Lord.
You
say, He
is my worship.
All of my worship.
All of my worship.
This is my
worship.
All of my
worship.
Stand up now. Say, He is my
worship.
All of my
worship.
The lifting up of my hands like an evening sacrifice. Come on. Hey. Let's do this together. Let's sing somebody. Come on.
Say, I will not be silent, and I will always worship you.
As long as I am
breathing. As long.
Yeah.
of my
worship.
Oh, I won't stop, I won't cease. Shut up, I don't see Karabayedayara. Oh, your worship will forever be my lips. Your worship. Hey, Karabadosha Talabayeliyarayara. Hey, hey, I'll praise you and again, again, and again, and again. Jedi Mayera, Yasanayara. Hey, let's do this. Lift up your hands. Say, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, as long as I am breathing, I will always. Come on, somebody love him in this house tonight. You're viewing online, you're listening online. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Say, I will not be silent. Let us declare his praise from generations to generations. Through the good times and the bad times. No matter what surrounds us. No matter what is happening around us. Let our praise continually. Hey, as long as I am breathing. As long as I am breathing. In everything that I do. In everywhere that I go. Every place that I step. Everybody that I meet. I won't stop. I will not be silent. And I will. Hey, always Jesus. Woo. As long as I am breathing. As long as I exist in this earth, as long as I stay on planet Earth, your praise I will forever give to you, God. Yeah, always and always and always. Ah, ah, here's my worship. Here's my worship. Hallelujah. This is my worship, Jesus. All of my worship.
Hallelujah. Wow.
All of my worship.
All of my worship.
He belongs to you, God.
All of my worship. I will not be silent.
Say, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as
come on, join us wherever.
Our hands in reverence, in honor, in appreciation of your love. We thank you, Father, for this beautiful privilege to fellowship with your own children, our own brothers and sisters all across the world, all across, within and outside this nation, Nigeria. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful privilege, the wonderful opportunity you've given unto us. We give praise to you. Thank you. Oh, we appreciate you for this special online edition of the influence of the Holy Ghost, the influence of your Spirit. And we thank you for the mighty things that will be accomplished, the mighty revelation that will flow in our hearts. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So welcome. 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 Thanks for being a part of what we're doing in this place. And thanks for allowing us into your homes and, you know, into wherever you right now might be. You know, we know you might be viewing from your phone, your systems, you know, your TV screens, whatever, wherever you might be. It's a privilege and a great honor to join you, you know, morning, night, midnight, early morning, whatever your time zone in is. Thank you. This event is special, all right? It's special in every single way. The Holy Ghost had been preparing our minds about it being special, and then we're just ready. So now that for most part of the week and maybe the last 2-3 weeks there about a whole lot of movement globally has been restricted, we know you're maximizing this season to just get better, improve, connect with family, you know, re-strategize your values and just get yourself to be that better person you could be. And we know that the strength of God is available for all of us this season. All right, the wisdom of God, the favor of God is available for all of us this season, and you will not be stranded. Amen. All right, so we believe this, we know this, and we thank you. So we're streaming right now on every available, you know, platform, every platform we're available on. That's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Spreaker, the audio platform. All right, so please, right there where you are, feel free to share. Just let a friend know that you're about to, you know, be a part of something awesome. They would, you know, really be blessed. Now, this video would be available on YouTube right after now. Facebook also keeps up, you know, videos. Spreaker will keep the audio. But let them know that right instead of joining in much later, they could just very well be part of what we're doing here tonight. Glory to God. So I believe we're ready. So once again, Father, thank you. We receive all that you have in store for us. Our minds renewed, our lives blessed, in Jesus' name. So we said it's special. All right, so one important thing and one very special thing for you and I is identity, all right? Now, I know that's an easy word for some. It could be a complex word for some others. But the easiest way about this is to get it God's method, all right? Understand it God's own way. There's just something about knowing what God has to say. In Matthew chapter 3 and the 16th and the 17th verses of Matthew chapter 3, you know, we find Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan by John. And I know you know that story. At least most of us do, right? So he's baptized by the River Jordan. And the Bible says the heavens open and the Spirit of God descends upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And then God speaks and says, this, you know, is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. God says that concerning Jesus. That's Matthew 3, you know, 16, 17. So from Matthew chapter 4, the Bible tells us that Jesus is led into the wilderness. He's tempted of the devil. He's there 40 days fasting. And then the devil comes to him and says, if you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread. If you are the Son of God. Now, you've answered the question. If you were Jesus, okay, maybe if I happen to be Jesus on that very day, and the devil says, if you are the Son of God, command the stone to be bread. Stone, be bread. I mean, how difficult is that? And then Jesus says, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We've read this over and over again, but it's a battle of identity. It's a battle over the, you know, superiority of God's word and the authority of God's word where identity is concerned. How so? Watch this. God says in Matthew 3, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. God said, this is my Son. As many as could hear, heard, some felt, okay, maybe he thundered and all, but God said, this is my Son. So the devil shows up and says, if you are the Son of God. Command the stone to be bread. If Jesus had a low self-esteem, if Jesus was confused as to whether the Father was right about what he said or not, if Jesus had this, you know, peer pressure, this performance kind of life, if Jesus needed to prove a point like most of us unnecessarily get into, he would have had to turn stone to bread just to silence the devil, you know, just to show the devil, listen, by my results, you need to know that I'm the Son of God. But I said, no, I'm not going to live by bread, whether I get this done or not. Now, I know I can, but that's not the point. I'm going to base my existence on this earth by every word that God has ever spoken. Are you getting that? God said, he's my son. The devil said, if you are. No, there's no if. He said, I'm his son before I turn stone to bread. Whether I turn stone to bread or not, I remain his son. Anybody getting this? It's exciting. Because all through life, you find one issue with identity or the other. Something just conflicting. Do you know who you are? Maybe you don't know who you are. You know, sometimes you say, I'm trying to find myself. You cannot find yourself outside what God says. You cannot. And you know, we all try to, you know, I want to find myself. I think I'm losing myself. I'm trying to know who I am and all. The only way a product knows itself is to check what the manufacturer has got to say. That's the only way. We could pick up a microphone and use it as a stick for drums. All right? That is an abuse on the product, but it will beat the drum. All right? So the mic can't say, well, I feel good beating drums, so maybe I'm a drumstick. No. It is the manufacturer that gets to tell the product what it is. So, taking a cue from Jesus, because where Jesus defeated the devil in this particular temptation was where Eve, all right, lost the battle with the devil. How? The devil shows up and says to Eve, did God really say that, you know, if you eat this thing, you would, you know, you shouldn't eat it? And, you know, Eve said, yeah. He didn't just say don't eat. He said don't touch. So he said, if you eat, you'll die. You know, Eve said, yeah. He said, we'll die. The devil said, well, you won't die. You know, so that's the devil coming to Eve and then twisting what God said. You know, Eve, don't you know that if you eat this thing, you would really like be wise, your eyes will open, you will know like God? And she goes, oh my goodness, that means I'm not exactly what God says. So when I have this, then I will become what God says. Eve could have just simply said, God said we're good, I don't have to eat something to become good. So he did that to Eve and, you know, she tripped. And he came doing the same thing to Jesus. Oh, but he knew better, right? So he didn't have to trip. And that's what you and I need to know, because the devil will keep coming. He will not stop coming. All right. Someone gets born again, you know, comes to church and says, okay, I'm born again. What do I need to know? What do I need to do? And somehow we just get to tell the person, so do this. All right. So join a unit in church. Don't miss any service. Be good. You know, so we give the person a list of rules and not bad stuff. I mean, really good stuff. And then the person defaults, maybe couldn't come to church for certain reasons for 2-3 services. He or she feels bad. Couldn't join a service department for a while. He or she feels horrible. You know, unconsciously, we now tie identity. We tie self-esteem to a whole lot of things. We everybody gives, all right? So, but this could be a bit funny. So we could celebrate the biggest givers, but really, how do you know who the biggest giver is? So someone feels I'm not, you know, as dear to God as some other guy, you know, because maybe they give a whole lot more. But Jesus, talking about the widow, said she gave 2 mites, right? And then she gave more than everybody else. So many times it's not the volume, but the value. It's not, so someone might have what now? $5,000 and then gives what now? Maybe $50. And then he gives more than the guy who has $50 and then gave 10. But ratio 5,000 to 50 and then 50 to 10. The guy who had $50 and gave 10 gives more. So in value more, in percentage, he gives more. But unconsciously, there's so much low self-esteem. So I've talked about service, giving. There's self-esteem even when it comes to leadership and ministry gifts. You know, there's this, you know, God called my friends into ministry. God didn't call me into ministry. So maybe I'm not as valuable to him as my friends. I'm not important to him. He deemed it fit to call my friend. Oh, I have a friend. Oh, she's a prophet.
Oh, I have this other friend. Oh, he's a teacher. Oh, I have this other friend. Oh, he's an apostle. And I'm just a Christian. All right? And I don't know. God just doesn't value me. And all that, again, is because we've attached self-esteem to positions. We've attached self-esteem to callings. Now, ministry callings are important. God, in Ephesians 4, tells us through Apostle Paul that he gave gifts, you know, to men. And he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So he gave gifts. But he didn't say that they now have more value. Because if we go to Ephesians 2, that was written before Ephesians 4, he says that we were all raised up together with him. And all of us were made to sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ. All of us are seated together. So there's no special seat for the pastor, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and the Christian. All right, so everybody, and listen, there's no useless member of the body of Christ. Everybody has a place of function. So your value is in what God says about you. Your value is what the word says about you. Your value is not in the many things. You know, so you find Christians getting tired of stuff. We get fed up with stuff. We just get worn out. We're looking for new stuff, new positionings, new offices, new departments in church to function with. And sometimes we're trying to do all of that to quench a thirst, a yearning that can only be satisfied by understanding who you are and satisfactorily accepting God's image of you. All right, so we're going to deal with this, all right, in today's special edition. And I hope that little introduction gets your attention. All right, good job I'm doing, right? So just stay there and stay with me. Get this point. Would understand.